The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
One Life Radio appreciates the support from our sponsors. Make sure you check out these great companies. Sun Warrior, the pioneers of plant-based protein. Go to sunwarrior.com and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. Enviromedica, makers of Terraflora and new Immuniflora. Learn more at enviromedica.com. Castor and Pollux, extraordinary pet food that has set the new standard of purposeful pet food. Paleo Magazine is now all digital, so you can go to paleomagazine.com and subscribe. Also, the Wellbeing Journal, combining physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. VegWorld Magazine. Sign up and get a free online subscription at VegWorldMag.com. The International Society of Sports Nutrition, the only nonprofit academic society dedicated to sports nutrition and supplementation. Learn more at SportsNutritionSociety.org. And Thorn Research, redefining what it means to be well and pushing the limits of human potential. Go to the sponsor page at OneLifeRadio.com for links and listener discounts. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Junior, and we are broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia, as well as KMET in Southern California on ABC News Talk. How you doing, Junior?
I am doing good. Everything worked today. So, you know, yesterday we had some technical problems behind the scenes. Today everything worked. God. So it's a good day.
I know. Well, you know what happened is my power went out over the weekend. And when it came back on, it tripped up the Comrex.
Yeah.
And then the Comrex too is at iHeartMedia, right?
Yeah, we have the receiving end. Yeah.
Yeah, but so anyway, and I, you know, I'm not a button pusher. I don't like to, I'm not one of those people that just pushes buttons. And sometimes it's very what do I want to say? It holds me back because I have a lot of fear about pushing buttons. I don't know why.
No, I get it.
Do you? Are you a button pusher?
I do, but I've run radio boards my entire life, and so sometimes you just got to push the button.
You just got to push the button and see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes there's nothing else behind it. There's no science behind it. It's just push the button, see what happens, I guess.
Yeah. Maybe I got traumatized by a cartoon in my childhood.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe.
Who knows? But yeah, it's Tuesday.
Yes.
And so, you know, we're here. We've got a great show coming up. We've got Dr. Terry Walls at the half, how to reverse autoimmune disease. That is a vast subject. I have a lot of opinions on it myself. She's an incredible doctor and a professor at the University of Iowa. And we've got Robin Perry Braun on the line with us, I believe. Right, Robin, are you there?
Yep.
All right. Well, good to have you on the air with us today. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to be here. I missed you.
Yeah, I love having you on the air. I do. And for those of you maybe listening for the first time, Robin Perry Braun holds a degree in integrative medicine and a master's in psychology. She is a holistic energy practitioner, ordained minister, author, and speaker. And she created her own certified energy modality and holds trainings live and online all over the world. She uses a holistic approach to address mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical issues. Her latest book, Thrive, Applying Biblical and Quantum Energy Principles to Live a Transformed Life, is now available on Amazon.com, or you can reach her at integratedstrategies.com. So, Robin, today we're talking about reinventing yourself. This is a big subject. It is. And so, Junior, I'm pulling you in on a lot on the show today, too,
right,
because we don't get enough Junior. We don't get enough Junior. So, so Robin, you know, January is the month of resolutions and new beginnings and all that, and reinventing yourself and trying to be the best version of you. So, but many people say they're going to reinvent themselves and then they don't. So how do you, but when someone says that, how do you interpret that as a therapist?
Well, so a couple things. One, only 92% of New Year's resolutions don't work. I mean, not only, but 92% don't work. And part of the problem is, we are energetic beings. We're also full of these neuronal pathways that are, we're very programmed. We're like a complex computer. And we really are not designed to shift or change quickly. And so successful shifts typically happen in small increments. So when I'm helping somebody change their health or change their life, we do a process of releasing negative things and adding in positive things, but we do it little by little because the body just can't shift that fast. So I think most people fail because they try to kind of white knuckle and do too many things at once rather than let the body adapt to a new thing and become a new process, you know, built in. I think the second answer to that is, you know, it says necessity is the mother of invention. Mm-hmm. And people who have seemed to thrive through COVID, many of them have had to, out of necessity, reinvent themselves, do something different because the, you know, the changes in the structure of our, the way our country worked, you know, precipitated the need to make a major shift. And so, mm-hmm. you know, the need to pay your bills, the need to eat is very often a great motivator. Pain is a great motivator. Unfortunately, most people don't make changes until they're sick and they feel like, and they're in enough pain to not have any other choice. So a holistic approach says, hey, let's talk about wellness first. Let's talk about prevention. And let's talk about little by little making a shift in a lifestyle that will give you the ability to thrive.
Well, yeah. And I think a lot of people, you know, nobody said that life was going to be easy and nobody said that life was going to be fair. We all get faced with adversity. But in 2020, the whole world got faced with adversity. And I think a lot of good came out of it, actually. A lot of things that were opened up and discussed that have never have been, a lot of good change. I think that, you know, we all have to assess ourselves, right? From time to time.
Correct.
Right. And so, you know, what are some of the reasons? And let me ask you this, Junior, did you have a New Year's resolution that you failed at this year, or did you even have any?
So I actually stopped New Year's resolutions 2 years ago because I never stuck to them. I mean, I would make a New Year's resolution every year and never stick to it. And so I just stopped making them. And then honestly, last year, you know, when I lost my job and you were talking about how, you know, we've learned things, that's what I've learned to just slow down. Like, I think the whole world right now, everybody's in this mindset of if I want it, I want it now. I mean, Amazon's delivering within hours now. Like, it's this whole world has this gimme, 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 you know, now mentality. And that's kind of what I've had to teach myself is, you know what? You could just slow down. You don't have to do it quickly. You know, you just got to keep making the changes and working on yourself. And, you know, working in radio has always been so fast paced. So that's kind of what I've learned is to slow down. And I agree that I think New Year's resolutions just they don't work. I mean, they didn't for me, that's for sure.
Yeah. And, you know, and Robin, and you'll love this too, Junior, and I'm sure you will too, Robin. I don't, you know, Robin, I know you well, but I don't. Do you like football?
I grew up watching football with my dad. Okay. So it was real special, you know, but I don't have really time. I know football. I just don't really have time to follow football.
Well, I love football, and I know you do too, Junior. And I love it because I was watching a Bills video on YouTube last weekend, and it was this great, inspiring video about how, you know, games are won by inches and championships are won by inches. I feel that way about life. You said small incremental changes. I feel that way about life, and that's one of the reasons I love football so much. Football, to me, is so similar to life, right? You get
That's good.
Yeah, right, Junior?
No, totally. It is. I mean, and when you talk to, like, you know, we interviewed Chris Gronkowski, who played in the NFL, and I've interviewed Brandon Carr before, who used to play for the Cowboys, and every time you talk to them and you ask them, you know, how did they succeed in life, they always bring it back to football, what they learned on the field, you know, because it teaches you to work with the team, it teaches you leadership, you know, strategy, like there's so many things you learn playing
That's
football.
Right. So. And being patient because there's four quarters to every game. And have you ever noticed, you know, like, and I'm going off on a tangent here, Robin, just go with me. But, you know, how people will, like on games, okay, on game day, like certain teams will come out and they'll be like really, 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 you know, full of emotion and they score quickly and then, you know, and then they kind of lose their energy towards the last, you know, the second half of the game or especially in the fourth quarter. It's those that are strong through all four quarters that learned how to be patient and measure and calculate that energy and how they disperse it. Does that make sense to you guys? And I feel that way about life too. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know how we get back to reinventing yourself, but I think that's part of it. Having that mentality that, you know, you've got four quarters to your life, you know, and so you don't have to ever give up. And you can reinvent yourself, just like on the football field. You go back in at halftime and you say, okay, we screwed up here. We need to fix this. And here's, we're reinventing ourselves at halftime. I feel that way about life.
So I think one of the things people need to understand is that as human beings and the way our brains are actually wired is that we are wired for peace and joy. And we are driven by two things, by purpose and by pleasure. So if you are stuck in a job you hate or a career you hate, you will eventually get miserable enough to take some risks to shift because, one, you don't feel purposeful, and, two, you don't feel pleasure. So you'll either go down one pathway, which is drugs, alcohol, or other addiction to medicate to stay in that career, or you go, I can't do this anymore. I can't live this way. And there'll be enough impetus to take some risks to try something different.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of times people want to take you out of the game, whether it be jealousy, competitiveness, you know, all these things. Again, you know, I'm going back to football, not for long, I promise. But
yeah.
But people want to take you out of the game. They do. And you have to be strong. You have to have courage. You know, we talked about that last week with Kip Watson. You know Kip. You've worked with Kip before.
Yeah.
But courage is a big part of life, too, in reinventing yourself. Having the courage to not care what other people think. Like, truly not caring. Say to yourself, screw them. I don't care what they think. Right?
Well, here's that segues into a great thing we were going to talk about, which is blocks to reinventing yourself or success. And I think the best way to express how a block works is to just give you an example of a client that I had, and he was about 50, and he kept making bad investments, and he kind of knew he was sabotaging himself. And so we began to work, and I use muscle testing to find events in people's lives that have strong emotions attached to them. And what we found was a series of events in his life. And every time he excelled above his peers, he got rejected. So even though he wanted to excel, we're actually driven by our subconscious and our emotions are stronger than our thoughts. But for him, success was going to be tied to pain of rejection. Mm-hmm. And so truly subconsciously, he did not want to succeed or excel because the desire to be accepted or have friendship or relationship was stronger than the desire to, you know, make a lot of money. So these are blocks that everybody has. Our emotions really do rule our life. They just do it from a subconscious place. And so even though people will say they have courage, they don't realize that they're running up against their own drive to feel good and be safe and will sabotage or quit or whatever because they end up in this conflict of, like in this guy's case, a fear of being rejected.
Mm-hmm.
We had to reprogram that belief, release some of that rejection from his body, from his memory, from the trauma memories, and reprogram the belief that he could excel and be celebrated.
Yeah.
And so this is a lot of the work I do, especially with corporate clients, is what are those blocks that are keeping you? Because our thoughts and our beliefs on a subconscious level are blocking us from having what we want.
Yeah, or blaming it on your mother. Did he blame it on his mother?
He did not.
Oh, well, that's good. All right, well, we're going to go for a quick break, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to Robin Perry Braun on One Life Radio.
Listening to One Life Radio. Make sure you check out our podcast and get to know the show at oneliferadio.com.
right. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Junior, broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia, as well as KMET in Southern California on ABC News Talk. We are continuing on with Robin Perry Braun. She is a holistic energy practitioner, ordained minister, author, and speaker. Her latest book, Thrive, Applying Biblical and Quantum Energy Principles to Live a Transformed Life, is now available on Amazon.com. Her website is integratedlifestrategies.com, and she holds a degree in integrative medicine and a master's in psychology. We're talking about reinventing yourself. So, you know, the definition reinvent is to change something so much that it appears to be entirely new. Is it really possible to do this as a human?
Yeah, you know, I think the best way is to, it's kind of like this. I'll have a client who works with me for a while and I don't see any major changes. And then I'll get an email from them a year later and their whole life is completely different. Mm. And I can testify that that's been true with me in the last 8 years, especially in all the shifts I've made, and over 30 years, but especially the last 8 years. And so it's not like, again, a quantum leap necessarily or a Hail Mary in football. But it's that inching down the field, but you've gone from the 0-yard line to the 100-yard line and you score a touchdown. So at some point, you look like a completely different, your life looks completely different. It just didn't necessarily happen overnight.
Yeah, I love that you're incorporating my love of football in the great comparisons, right? It's a little football talk. And perfect timing with the AFC and NFC championships coming up this weekend. I don't know what happened there.
I'll call her right back.
Oh, doggone it. I hate when that happens. But yeah, I am looking forward to the game. And, you know, this was a great year in spite of everything that happened in 2020. You know, we've got four great teams. One of them's going to win the Super Bowl. I hope it's the Bills. Maybe this will be their year, but you never know. We'll find out this weekend who the final two will be going on to the Super Bowl. But, you know, talking about reinventing yourself, I feel like I did that a few years ago. And Junior, let me know when Robin's...
She's back? Yep.
Okay. All right, Robin. I feel like I reinvented myself a few years ago, and you were my shrink for years. I haven't needed you recently, but...
That's good.
Well, I'm trying to save the money, and it's nice to just chat, you know, and bounce things off of one another. But I do feel this when it comes to reinventing yourself, at some point... You have to stand on your own and you have to let go of the hand of whoever it is that maybe is keeping you. How do I want to say this, Robin? Finish my sentences for me. But, you know, sometimes I think that if you hold on too tightly to something, it can bring you down. It can destroy you. Yeah. It can make you weak. Am I right?
Yeah, and you know, back to the pleasure purpose thing is we hold on to things that are destructive because we have what we call a trauma bond with them, where they brought some serotonin, dopamine, whatever good feelings, but they weren't good for us. And so they genuinely are hard to let go of. It's not just a decision I make. Your brain doesn't want to let go of that feeling, mm-hmm. but they can keep us stuck and blocked from moving into something better, which can be a little scary because sometimes we have to let go of what's in our hand to open our hand for something better. And that is a scary leap. And it's not easy. It's not always easy.
Yeah. Well, I was speaking not just about, you know, a relationship. I was talking about like with therapy. When do you know that it's time to get strong on your own and stop therapy and stand strong? How do you know when to stop?
Well, I think it's what I teach people. My end goal with a client is for them to actually feel real emotions, hard emotions, learn how to process them, have a support system. And so we deal with past stuff that's stuck and trapped, but it's almost like scraping the lid off a volcano. Eventually that lava gets to flow on its own and it flows regularly. Mm-hmm. And so if we have friends and safe people in our life that we can process on a regular basis with, there's a point in time where we're emotionally mature enough to do this. But most of us got stuck somewhere in our childhood with emotional maturity, and we don't know how to do that. So my end goal is to be able to do that. But I do think that no matter what, we're always going to have layers that get mm-hmm. triggered. You know, I've done thousands of hours of therapy over the course of my life, and I still mm-hmm. have stuff that comes up. I trade out with other practitioners. that I didn't realize I may not have dealt with. So I think that there's a benefit to ongoing. But again, my end goal is not making people dependent, but making them emotionally mature enough to actually just be able to process their fear. Yeah. Their emotions on a regular basis.
This is something interesting that you'll, as my former therapist and junior, you'll laugh too. I heard from all three of my exes this morning within an hour and a half of one another. What are the odds? I thought to myself, I must be doing something right, you know?
I was going to say, was it good, bad, or ugly? Though?
No, it was good. It was all good. We're all friends, you know? Tupelo honey,
oh,
that's me, baby. No. I love it. But so how does somebody begin to reinvent themselves if they truly want to reinvent themselves?
Well, you know, one of the things I help people do is also shift what they believe about life and about the universe. So if I believe the universe is against me, the fear is going to block me from taking risks. If I believe the universe is for me and that I'm meant to thrive, I'm meant to have abundance. So part of what I encourage people to do is start dreaming and start imagining that they get to feel good moving in their future. Break off their rearview mirror from their past. Drive down a new road. Imagine what your landscape is going to look like on a new road you've never been on. So a lot of it is just prepping with this idea that it doesn't matter what's happened in my past. I can shift my beliefs about my future and have something that feels purposeful and pleasurable. And begin to dream. What does that feel like? If we're driven by purpose and pleasure, we won't reinvent ourselves into something we don't want or desire because it won't work because we won't be driven by that because we're driven by pleasure and purpose.
Yeah, well, we are. And I am. Are you? I am. Junior, how about you? I love purpose and pleasure. I mean, right? Isn't
Absolutely.
That why we're alive? Right?
Yeah, and our brains are wired this way. It's, you know, why fight against the way you're wired? It's our original design.
Yeah. Well, so what can block, you talked about blocks, energy blocks earlier. What can block us from reinventing ourselves?
Well, like I gave the example earlier, anything that's happened in our past that attached a strong negative emotion to the meaning we gave an event. So this guy, every time he excelled, He felt rejected by those people he rose above. And so the belief he created was, I either have to have success and no friends or friends and no success. Let me add that he was also from Norway, which is a socialist country. So you're not supposed to excel above your people. It's a cultural thing. So what we had to do was go, well, why can't you have both? Why can't I believe I can excel and have friends? Because that's not 2 + 2. That's something you just made up. There's lots of people who excel and have friends. So we have to find those things in our life that created those negative emotions, those traumas, and usually there's repetition. The law of attraction says I'm going to attract what I believe. So I keep attracting the same thing over and over again, which just makes that belief stronger. When I understand, and that's why I wrote these books, that this is a quantum physics principle. This isn't just made up. There's science behind it. That if I can change that energy, that frequency that I'm sending off that's attracting that, if I can change it, I can attract something different. And then once I start seeing that manifest and attracting something different, I believe I can. You know, I gain momentum in that new, good, positive belief.
Well, you know, it's. I think this is, you know, good timing. It's the January's coming to an end here. A lot of people have experienced a lot in the past year, and so, you know, I hope somebody out there listening is encouraged if they need to reinvent themselves, and we all do from time to time. As I said at the beginning of the show, I think that everyone should reinvent themselves from time to time, or at least take a score on their life. Like, are they happy? Do they have purpose? Are they getting enough pleasure out of And everybody should have pleasure in their life and purpose. That's the whole purpose. Not to overuse the word purpose, right?
Yeah.
And we're kind of bred for it, aren't we? We're bred for adversity through our ancestors,
absolutely.
Right?
Well, and overcoming adversity feels purposeful. It brings pleasure. You know, hedonism doesn't work for very long, quite frankly. Just having everything you want without having to work for anything doesn't, you know, most of those people become miserable quickly. It only lasts for a little while.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know the old expression, "What doesn't kill you makes you stronger," and it really does. You know, whether it's surviving a any kind of trauma in your life, it does give you wisdom and strength and courage. So, any final words for our? Go ahead.
Yeah, two things. I just encourage those people though that you know get support, get help. Don't try to do something on your own. You know, surround yourself with encouragers, with cheerleaders. If you're trying something new, tune out the naysayers, get some good counsel, but surround yourself with positive energy so that you can succeed. So I think that's a big, you know, coaching tip. The other thing is it's National Popcorn Day. So go eat a bag of popcorn today and watch the show.
I didn't know that. I love that. Well, we'll end the show with a hoot hoot. Yeah. Get ready for life. Can you tell? I'm just obsessed with football right now. This is my favorite time of year. I'm just absolutely giddy that I'm going to be able to watch a couple of championship
games.
Your team is
getting up there.
Oh my gosh, it's so exciting! It is. Bills fans are so loyal. It doesn't matter to me. It really doesn't. I actually wrote a quote that show me a good loser and I'll show you a winner. I wrote that over the weekend.
Right.
And it's true because somebody who's truly a winner is a good loser. They just are. They see that they see the value in the fight, in going inch by inch down the field. And all have to do that. So, yeah.
Good.
All right. All right. Well, hut hut again.
Okay.
And we'll talk to you soon, Robin. Take care. Thank you much.
All right.
Everyone. I encourage you to check out Robin's website, integratedstrategies.com. We've got Dr. Terry Walls coming up here in just a second. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
We go together better than birds of a feather, you and me. We'll change the weather. Yeah. I'm feeling heat in December when you found me. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you.
Find us on Facebook, hit like, and follow us at One Life Radio.
I had to wait for the for the intro, whatever you call that, when the song really gets good. But welcome back, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. We are live here from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia, as well as KMET in Southern California on ABC News Talk. This is Bernadette. Junior's on the controls, and we have a very special guest who's back with us today. It is Dr. Terry Walls. She is a professor at the University of Iowa, where she conducts clinical trials testing the efficacy of diet lifestyle to treat multiple sclerosis, and is the author of the book, The Whale Protocol. It is the radical new way to treat all chronic autoimmune conditions using paleo principles. Her website is terrywalls.com and on Instagram, Dr. Terry Walls.com, or not .com, but just Dr. Terry Walls. Is it? I think I'm pronouncing it wrong, Dr. Terry. Am I not? Is it Walls or Walls?
It's Walls, W-A-H. LS.
Yes, yes. And on Facebook and Twitter, at Terry Walls. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. Welcome back. And I love what we're talking about today, how to reverse autoimmune disease. So before we begin, would you like to tell our listeners your story that have never heard it before? Because it's truly remarkable.
So 20 years ago, walking with my wife, my left leg becomes weak. Dragging it, I hobble home. My neurologist says, Terry, this could be bad or really, really bad. At night, you know, in bed next to Jackie, I think about my zingers, the jolts of electrical face pain that I've had for 20 years. Not wanting to become a burden, I secretly pray for a fatal diagnosis.
Wow.
It takes just 3 years. I end up In a sit-reclined wheelchair, I take mitoxantrone, tizabri, then Celcept. Nothing helps. I let go of my future. My zingers turn on. Causing intense jolts of electrical face pain. My 10-year-old daughter hugs me, triggering more pain.
Oh, my gosh.
But I'm a physician, so night after night, I go to PubMed, I read the basic science, and I begin to experiment on myself. And the speed of my decline slows. And then I discover a study using electrical stimulation of muscles. I ask my physical therapist, you know, can I try that? My test session hurts bad. But when it's over, I feel great. And I begin doing e-stim to as much pain as I can tolerate. And, I know my neurologist has said there's no recovery with progressive MS. Mm-hmm. But I wonder, is there more that I could do? I add meditation. I redesigned my paleo diet based on all the science that I've read. And 1 month later, I am sitting up at my desk. 3 months later, my zingers of 27 years are gone. And 5 months later, I am walking without a cane.
Wow. As I said, it's a remarkable story. It is. And so that's what was the catalyst for you developing the WALS protocol. But do you have any suspicion, or do you know as a medical doctor what caused your MS? What do you think is at the very root of all of this, these autoimmune disorders? It seems to be epidemic.
It's epidemic because, and there are many, many root causes. We know that there are 16 different microbes that increase the risk of autoimmunity. We know that if you alter your microbiome, that increases the risk of autoimmunity. If your vitamin D is low, that increases your risk. Mm. Severe stress, adverse childhood events, poor diet. So it's an accumulation of all of these factors, plus, you know, a little bit of genetic vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the people with any particular gene that might increase the risk never develop a autoimmune problem. Mm-hmm. It's this complicated interaction with all of those factors that I just rattled off.
Mm-hmm. And I have to ask you a question that I feel is important. Do you feel that the over-vaccination in our country specifically, because we do have the greatest schedule of vaccines of anywhere in the world. Do you feel that is at the root of a lot of these autoimmune disorders, vaccines?
In terms of the research that I've read has not borne that out. So I can't say that that's a major factor. I think there are other more important factors that have to do with diet, vitamin D, adverse childhood events, mm-hmm. microbiome alteration. For some individuals, you know, certainly they may see or have experienced an association. But the research that I've found has not proven that yet.
Mm-hmm. It's something that I think about often. I just do, and you as a medical doctor, with the experience that you've had, and the WALS protocol that you've developed, I thought it was a good question to ask, and I'm glad I did, and thank you for responding. So, you know, can you explain to our listeners what the WALS protocol program is exactly?
Well, so this is really a comprehensive way of thinking about creating more health in your body by learning how to eat a more nutritious diet. And we teach people who are vegetarian or vegan or who are meat eaters or who are ketogenic eaters how to improve the quality of their diet. We teach meditation. We teach how to improve your detox pathways. And we also teach how to find meaning so you're willing to do the work to make these changes.
Yeah, and so, you know, we're talking about ways to reverse autoimmune disease. Would you say that diet is the number one thing? And how does our diet reverse it? What does it do?
So diet is certainly a very, very powerful intervention. And, you know, keep in mind, the food that we eat is critical for having the building blocks of running the chemistry that we need to run in our lives. In addition, we need to have the right mix of microbiomes in our bowels to help us with that chemistry. Because it turns out we can't do all of the steps. We rely on our bacteria to do some of those things, that genetically we can't do anymore. Because, you know, thousands of generations ago, our ancestral mothers had a random mutation, so a chemical step, they couldn't do it anymore. But if their microbiome could still do that step, they had reproductive success. And in that moment, the genetic instruction to do that step had been exported from our ancestral mother's DNA into the microbiome.
Wow. And so, continue. I'm sorry.
So, I mean, that's one of the reasons why it's so important to have a really diverse microbiome living mm-hmm. in your gut.
Yeah. And how do you best do that? So diet meaning lots of fruits and vegetables?
Well, there's two components. One is you want to remove the trash, so get rid of the processed foods, get rid of the sugar, the high glycemic index foods, flour-based products, and replace them with these radical things known as non-starchy vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Because we also know that ketogenic diets mm-hmm. can also be helpful. So I think the key component is get rid of the harmful things.
Yeah.
Eat at least some non-starchy vegetables, preferably a lot of greens, a lot of cabbage family vegetables. Mushrooms are particularly beneficial, mm-hmm. Lots of color.
Mm-hmm.
And then, again, we need to have sufficient protein, and so we have different instructions for vegetarian and vegans and for meat eaters. Diet is key. In getting rid of the processed foods,
right.
have so much food additives that interfere with your microbiome.
Yeah. Well, you know, doctors are notorious for being some of the worst eaters on the planet, right? Because of their schedules and everything. Were you not eating well when you got sick with MS?
Well, you know, I was eating a low-fat vegetarian diet, plenty of vegetables, plenty of whole grain, mm-hmm. Plenty of legumes. And so that would have been considered a really great diet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That would have been looked at by the American Heart Association as a really great diet. That would have been looked at by the American Diabetes Association as a really great diet.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, because I also have sensitivity to gluten, and to dairy and to eggs, that diet was driving up my inflammation mm-hmm. and probably contributed to my disease.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people would say that those organizations or associations are deeply motivated to say what's a good diet by big corporations. And so I think what people need to do, though, is evaluate really what, like you said, what's good in their diet, what's bad in their diet, and focus on getting rid of the bad and putting in more of the good. But we're going to go for a quick break here, Dr. Walls, and we'll be right back. Everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to Dr. Terry Walls on One Life Radio.
Us on social media at One Life Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. What a great song. This is Bernadette with Junior, broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia, as well as KMET in Southern California. We are continuing on with Dr. Terry Walls. She is a professor at the University of Iowa, where she conducts clinical trials testing the efficacy of diet lifestyle to treat multiple sclerosis, and is the author of the book, The Walls Protocol, A Radical New Way to Treat All Chronic Autoimmune Conditions Using Paleo Principles. Her website is simply terrywalls.com, and that's W-A-H-L-S. On Instagram, at Terry, Dr. Terry Walls, and Facebook and Twitter, at Terry Walls. Dr. Walls, so we're talking about how to reverse autoimmune disease. Fasting is a hot trend today, and is one of the ways, right, to fight autoimmunity?
You know, it's certainly a great way to improve health overall. It's good for reducing inflammation. It's good for improving blood sugar. It's good for normalizing hormones. So, yes, I like to have people do time-restricted feeding, intermittent fasting, if they're open to it. Absolutely.
Yeah. And people just now joining us that didn't hear the beginning of the broadcast, but, you know, Dr. Walls is actually, you know, she's truly been to hell and back with multiple sclerosis, and her story is quite remarkable. I encourage you to buy her book, The Walls Protocol. It's an excellent book. And, you know, what supplements do you recommend, Dr. Walls?
Well, yeah, I think everyone should know their vitamin D level and then either get enough sunlight on their skin to tan and get the vitamin D up naturally, or take a supplement and then monitor your blood level. I think for many, fish oil or cod liver oil would be helpful. And then depending on your homocysteine level, some B vitamins may be helpful. So that's a great place to start.
A great place to start. What about magnesium and its job in reversing disease?
So magnesium is depleted if you're under a lot of stress. We tend to pee that out. Mm-hmm. And, of course, most Americans are experiencing a lot of stress, particularly this year with the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And so I personally like to see people take Epsom salts baths.
Yes.
And Dead Sea mineral soaks. You'll absorb the magnesium through your skin. It's very soothing. It's calming to the nervous system. It helps replenish your body stores. And if you take it in the evening, it also will improve your sleep.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. I love magnesium and Epsom salt. My mother, who was a nurse, was a huge proponent of Epsom salt. You have to be careful, though, because a lot of times they have a lot of fragrances and added stuff in them that aren't really necessarily good for you, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So what I personally like to do is I'll get either Dead Sea minerals or Epsom salts plain, and then I may add my own essential oils if I'm going to have some fragrance, or I may add, for example, lavender oil, particularly if I'm taking an Epsom salts bath in the evening before going to bed.
Well, and speaking of bath, you know, ice cold showers and ice baths are really popular, and I've been hearing a lot about them. Why are they so important for autoimmune disease?
Well, this is a very nice wellness strategy. It comes down to something called hormesis. You're providing some mild to moderate temperature stress, in this case, cold stress, that really resets and revitalizes a lot of cellular functions. So doing either a sauna before bed or a cold bath, I personally like doing a cold bath, cold Epsom salts bath before going to bed, and that's the best sleep that I have. And I'll get a bag of ice, dump that in the cold water. My dog likes to jump in and eat the ice as well. It's really quite funny.
Oh my gosh. I can't, you know, I have become such a puss. when it comes to stuff that's cold, I grew up in upstate New York too, Dr. Wall. So, I mean, I walk around barefoot, but I don't know about taking an ice bath. Oh my goodness. It's
well, you would certainly want to train into that.
Yeah.
So it'd be quite miserable if you just jumped into that directly.
Yeah.
You'd want to gradually train into that over several weeks.
Yeah, I think it would stress me out, which we're trying to lessen our stress nowadays, right?
But correct.
But what advice can you offer those who are having difficulty sticking to, you know, a good healthy regimen?
One of the most important tools is to really think about why you want to do this. So we have a lot of conversations about what you want your health for, and then I invite my patients to identify if their health moderately improved, what would they like to do to celebrate in a year? And I prefer that we ask for a physical task that they could do with their family. And so that can be helpful. So what's your mission? Why do you want to do this? And if your health could just moderately improve, what would you do to celebrate?
And you've been through so much. You have. It's actually, like I have said many times to many people, it's really remarkable what you've gone through. And especially as a medical doctor, has it changed your practice at all and how you treat people?
Absolutely. So I spend a lot more time teaching my patients how to create health, and then, you know, cautioning them that as we do this, we'll watch your blood pressure well, we'll watch your blood sugar, we'll watch your medication use. Because if we're successful with improving the health of your cells, your need for medication will likely change, and we'll be probably having to reduce doses and often eliminate medications.
Wow, I love it. Such an honor to have you on the show. Truly an honor. Thank you so much for jumping on the air with us again. Dr. Terry Walls, everyone, is who you've been listening to. The Walls Protocol, a radical new way to treat all chronic autoimmune conditions using paleo principles. Her website, terrywalls.com. Thanks again, Dr. Walls. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye now.
All right. Take care. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. Remember, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and do something really cool with it.